In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. Though poppies grow in Flanders field.
We'll never have a future if we don't remember the past.
At the 11th hour, 11th day of the 11th month, the guns of the Great War at last fell silent. The fury of conflict was replaced by a deafening silence.
Today it is fitting that, with this ceremony of rededication, we pay tribute to all those Canadians who in the intervening years have laid down their lives in the service of peace, justice, and freedom.
From the violence that transformed this national memorial to military sacrifice into a place of military sacrifice. A place where an unknown soldier and a soldier now known to us all lay side by side in death, having accepted to bravely stand on guard for our nation and for its values, rights, and freedoms. We remember them, O God.
In terms of education, Eric, you successfully completed an honors Bachelor of Arts degree in Soviet and East European Studies at Carleton University. What would you say are the major issues of concern today in terms of international relations and affairs, and why?
I'm going to take that as an academic and employment question.
Yes.
And remember, when I did a BA in Soviet and East European Studies, a BA meant something, and I was almost finished my MA when I was recruited by the Department of External Affairs, and I know that there were a few colleagues who did finish their higher degrees, but most of us didn't. It made about $100 difference in starting pay, and once you were in, you were in. And there was no... Once you were sent on that career path, there was no real incentive to go farther unless you had an active interest. What I would say to anybody thinking about a career in IR, or a degree in IR, is combine it with something else. I remember that when I did this, and this was some while ago, since the Soviet Union fell in 1990, I didn't actually realize it at the time, but getting a degree in IR qualified you for one of three things: journalism, spook work, or diplomacy. And by sheer luck, I managed to make the cut in the recruitment class of 1973 for the Department of External Affairs.
That's a huge achievement.
I'll tell you, it was hair-raising because I had no backup plan. I just did it. The advice I would give is combine your IR with something else, like finance or law, business. And if you must pursue a pure IR, look for work outside Canada.
In terms of international security, what policies should be implemented in order to strengthen worldwide security?
That's a really tough question to answer, Magdalena, and it's especially tough now that we seem to be in the middle of a period where the international order is disintegrating very fast. I mean, 10 years ago, we were under the impression that there was a new world order. We might be a little disenchanted with Francis Fukuyama's declaration of the end of history in 1992, but we were still in the middle of an era where Canada could lead in a declaration of the responsibility to protect and believe that such a thing was possible. And I think that as historians look back on this period, they're going to find that that came definitively to an end in the sense, in a kind of formal historic sense, when Russian Ambassador Vitaly Cherkin got up at the UN Security Council in August 2014 and basically spat on the entire international order and tore up the rule book. And from now on, Russia does anything it pleases. And I think at that point, we are running into the end of history again, because it is the end of any international concordat. And I think, as brutal as the 20th century was, we're likely to see something just as brutal in the 21st. And I am not sure what can be done to prevent that.
Today is Remembrance Day. Would you like to share any special message with our listeners?
Remembrance Day now is a lot more important than it has been even in times that I remember. For a long, long time, it was just a half holiday off school and some old guys in berets at the cenotaph. But in the past 10 or 15 years, that has changed a lot. People have become far more conscious of it, quite possibly as a result of our involvement in Afghanistan. And we still don't value our Afghan veterans enough, and we still don't value the men who came out of Afghanistan and remain with the colors. So on Remembrance Day, take some time to remember not only they that fought in the great wars, but those that are doing it now.
Eric, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. I greatly appreciate this interview.
Thank you, Magdalena.